shit, June. Be a bit more gentle, will ya? Shit. It's like I owe you money or something. Okay, that's a bit more of a figure of speech. But look, hey, I'm in the process of getting you back your money, okay? You didn't even let me finish off my story yet. I was getting to the good part, right? Come on. Yeah, so just calm down a bit. You're fucking hurting me. It's like you're trying to stab into my bone or something here. Okay, now, where was I? Okay, so the gonk was raving around, and I was like, yo, give me the fucking eddies, give me the fucking eddies, hurry up, hurry up, you want to get fucking zeroed. And he was like, look, I don't have the eddies, you got the wrong person. I was like, no, I don't have the fucking wrong person, don't fuck about, listen, I will, done deal, pull the trigger and done. A friend in the background just fucking... He's losing his shit because he's like, oh, what if he's actually right? You know, what if he's fucking out? I was like, no, he's lying. He's fucking lying. This is the right guy. This is the right guy. And then he's like, no, you know, this guy, there's this other guy who knows it because security or whatever, so on and so forth. And then we're like, okay, say that you are right. Can you take us to this guy? You know, is this guy actually here? Would you fuck around and make a big commotion if you let us to him, you know? And he was like, you know, I've got a wife and kids, I don't want to get zeroed, so I'll take it, just please don't kill me or anything, you know, and don't kill him, because I can't live with that on my conscience. I was like, oh, listen, mate, I'm a trustworthy person, I'm like fucking Robin Hood. If you ask me, I'm taking from the rich and giving it back to the poor. That's a good thing. And I'm fucking poor, as you can see. But at least it wouldn't be like that for much longer. Know what I mean? So he leads the way. We're whispering to each other, you know, fucking shit scared out of our lives because we're in a corpo cesspool den. And it's nerve-wracking being close to those fucks and having to sneak around them. But eventually we get to the floor we needed to go to, and then he leads us into the room, and this guy's on a fucking meeting call, right? And then he's like, he puts the finger up, and we're standing outside. He opens the door, you know, he's just standing in the door. He puts his finger up. And then the other guy, the guy who led us, right? You know what? We're going to call it Corpo number one, right? C1's the guy who we were initially after. And C2 is the new guy, okay? So C1 looks over to us, gives a little nod. We nod back, and he stays there. And then C2 finishes up with his call and says, ah, come in, C1. And so C1 takes a few steps forward, and once that happens, we put a gun to the back of his head, and then we start pushing him forward, we slam the door behind us, and say, listen, we'll zero this motherfucker if you say anything, make a damn sound, I dare ya, and you're both gone, okay? Already told us about his family. I don't think you want to take a dad away from a family, even though he's a corpo cunt. Then he's like, alright, calm down. Okay, what do you want? Okay, I'll zip you the yiddies right now. And I'm like, listen, I don't need your eddies. And then C1's like, what are you fucking talking about? You need the eddies from him. What is this all for? And I was like, listen, of course I need the eddies, but you got something that's fucking priceless. Something crazy, okay? And I need that because the Eddie set's worth way more than you can ever fucking give me. And I can get out of this business finally. I won't have to kill another fucking person. And then C2 already knows what I'm talking about. It's like, okay, what the fuck do you want? I think you know exactly what I'm here for, okay? don't fuck about. And then, you know, he kind of got cold, you know, you see the color leaving his skin. And then he was like, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. And then I wanted to shoot to show him that I meant business, but then I was like, oh wait, that's kind of fucked. And then I took a few steps forward and, you know, I was like, don't fuck about, you know? I know exactly what you've got, and you just need to hand it to me, okay? Your friend here said you was the one with the access code and everything. Said that it was stored in here. So I need it badly. That's worth way more than any amount of eddies you can fucking give me. Now Matumba in the background is just fucking going crazy. He's like, yo, listen, we gotta hurry this up, okay? I don't feel good in the belly of the fucking beast. We need to hurry this up. Either we zero him, or you get this so we can fucking delta, okay? And I'm like, look, what the fuck do you think I'm trying to do, mate? I'm literally working on it. I'm working on it. Like, can you not see that I'm fucking working on it? Jesus. And then, you know, the other two, C1, C2, see that we're kind of freaking out here. And it seems like C2, started to stall for time a bit more. So, you know, I really don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, listen, I hand off C1 to my friend and I take a few steps to C2, right? I sit him down in his chair. And I'm pretty proud of this. I saw this in a movie. I sit him down in his chair. And then I walk behind him and I say, listen, mate, you really think I'm here to fuck about? If that's the case, then fine. Because if either I get this, right, and I live, or I don't, then I'm fucking dead regardless. So right now, I've got nothing to lose. So let me tell you something. Now I start. I'd like put my hand over his I'd just squish his mouth open, and then I put my gun barrel in there. So then he's whimpering and shaking and all of that shit, right? And I'm like, listen, I told you I ain't got anything to lose. If I don't get this, I'm fucking dead regardless. So I wouldn't mind putting a few bullets in ya. Trust me. And then he's like, okay, well, as much as you can say okay with a fucking gun barrel in his mouth, you know what I mean? Then I take it out, you know, fucking hell, he was slobbering all over it, you know. I feel like maybe he did a few fucking things with some men, you know. Just the way the saliva that coated that fucking barrel was crazy. Got a little jealous. Maybe his tongue game could have been fucking crazy. So that's kind of where the story... This is kind of where the story reaches a bit of a peak. Because, you know, eventually he, you know, he goes over to this picture in the wall. He takes off the picture. And then he taps the wall. And then the wall parts. And then the wall parts one more time. And then he scans his eye. It was fucking mental. And then eventually he gave us the thing. And you may be wondering what that thing is. Well, you see, I got a bit of info, okay, about this thing. You remember that one legend? V. So apparently they had this thing in their head. Quartz called it a relic chip. And on that chip was, I think it was the consciousness of, I don't know if you know him. Do you know Johnny Silverhand? Yeah. Samurai and all of that. So it was that. He was on that chip, basically. And I think that's why V did all the fucking crazy shit they did. Because they, like, I think I think Johnny was trying to take over the head or something. And they were trying to get away to get that out of their head. But if they got it out of their head, then they would fucking die. But that chip, priceless. We saw on the market how much it went for. Initially, we were going to try and fucking steal that thing. But to be honest, Adam Smasher was fucking terrifying. There was no way any of us wanted to get near that cunt. But V fucking zeroed the cunt. Fucking zeroed him. And now, there was another relic. Right, don't know what poor cunt's on it, but it's priceless. It is so fucking priceless. Just, it's not as much as Johnny's one. Don't even know what asshole's on it, but it's priceless. And that's what we need. That's exactly what we need. And so, we got it. He hands us the thing, the chip, in this box. But not before the whole room turned fucking red. And then the alarm started to fucking blare. The cunt pressed the fucking panic button. Okay? So, I'm over here losing my fucking shit saying, what the fuck? What did you do, you fuck? And then he's like, listen, I can't let you take this. I can't let you take this. And so I did the only thing any reasonable American who isn't actually American would do. And I fucking zeroed him instantly. C1 tried to run away. I zeroed him as well. And now it's all fucked. Because what the fuck is happening? We're fucked. Everything's fucked. Holy shit. And so we grab the box and we try to delta out of there. Already the place is just crawling with security and corpos. And it's just, Jesus, man. It was so fucked. It was so fucked. And it sounded like a repeat of what was going to happen with V when they initially did this. And, well, here's the thing. I had a trick up my sleeve. Now, you see, do you remember that piece of chrome I got you to install? That fucking burned a hole into my pocket and you're still pestering me about paying you for the entire thing. And you were like, oh no, I don't think I can do this because of how advanced this chrome is. I don't know how to work with this kind of chrome. And so on and so forth. You know, we had a whole gag about it. Had a whole, you know, ring around the rosy. And then you finally installed it. And, you know, I finally put it to use. And it managed to get me out of the situation. Yeah, it fucking did. Yeah, it fucking did. I copied one of the corpos and then just blended in. That's it. Now, my friend was a little fucked, but we also had an alternative escape route for them, which was a bit more explodey and get to the choppery and stuff like that. They were fine at the end of the day, but now they're hella wanted. Fucking hell. I think Max took her after him as well. I kind of fucked him, to be honest. But, right. So, moving on. It was basically a success. I got out of there. He got out of there. You know, we went back to our bunker place. Gave boss the goods. Expected a pay. But, here's the fucking funny thing. It wasn't the right fucking chip. The arsehole must have had a bunch of different chips in there, and then he just put some random one. It wasn't the one we needed. The entire plan was a bust. But not entirely, because it was, you know, it was at least worth a good amount. It wasn't priceless, unfortunately. But it was something. And, well, unfortunately, I spent a pretty good amount of it. And you're gonna have to wait until I get to another heist to actually pay off the eddies that I owe you for the Chrome. But, at least I can pay for this tattoo. Oh, come on, that's gotta be worth some fucking brownie points. Come on, dude. Look. Ow. Stop. Fucking hell. Ow. Okay. Wait. Fuck. Okay. I'll pay off I can afford to pay off 50% of it. Come on, look. You know I'm good for it. I just pulled off a fucking heist on Arasaka. And I didn't die. Oh, think about it. Now, I may have killed two people, but they were corpo bastards, okay? And the asshole gave me the wrong fucking chip. He deserved to die. Both of them. I'm what? No. Okay, look. Just trust me. I'm right. Okay, and I'll get you your Eddies. Trust me. Come on. Have I ever failed you? Apart from that time. Okay, apart from that time as well, then. Okay, thank fuck you don't have any more off the top of your head. Fucking hell. Look, those were just... goofs. Those were just fucking goofs. Okay, look. Let's make a deal, okay? Let's make a deal. Alright, the second that I get a job, I'll zip you all the Eddies I owe you. Plus interest. 50% interest. Okay? And in return, you upgrade my Chrome for the mission that I need to do. Okay? Free of charge. Look, I get the Chrome so I can get the job done smoothly. You get your Eddies. What is there to be upset about? You could do so much with not only your Chrome station, whatever it's called, your Ripper Doctor Pilot area, but also your tattoo shop. They could be fucking huge for you. Look, help me help you help us. Think about it. Huh? Come on, mate. I'm good for it. I swear to ya. Swear on everything. Come on. Yeah? Bit of consideration. Look, mate, I give you my fucking word. Mum's dead, Dad's dead. I don't really have any family to swear on, but I can swear on their fucking graves if you want me to. Come on, mate. Seriously, I'm good for it. Promise ya. Ah, fucking A, mate. Yes! Thank you. Look, I promise ya, you're not gonna fucking regret it. And this little squeaky piece of shit chair that kills my fucking bumhole anytime I'm sitting in it, you're gonna be able to get a really fucking good one. One that massages your feet, your back, your neck, everything. Mate, it's gonna be mental. It's gonna be fucking mental. Thank you. Okay. Put my arm back down. Sorry. Look, it's looking great though. Holy shit, that looks sick. Wow. But I was so like wrapped up in my story. I didn't even realize. That's a nice piece of work. Did a few tweaks too, huh? Didn't want my original idea. Fucking around, huh? I like when you do your own shit sometimes, you know? You make it look so much better. Fucking hell, that's sick. Oh, fuck yeah. Right. Wanna go for a drink after this? Non-alcohol. I know it fuck with tattoos and all that. Non-alcoholic. For me. And, you know, alcoholic for you. I can drive as well, if you want. Yeah? Fucking A. Awesome. You know, it's a bit depressing now that I think about it, but, you know, I think you're actually, like, my only friend. I know that went kind of dark quickly, but I just feel like maybe I should say it sooner than later. I don't really know when I'm gonna die, so, I might as well just say it eventually, right? And I know I'm shit with getting back to you on Eddie's, and I'm always trying to swindle my way out of shit, but, I appreciate you a lot, and you're like the one person who's always there to patch me up or celebrate after I've, done a job. One person who doesn't judge me for every fucking little thing I do. I really, really appreciate it. I got no one left. I got no one. And sometimes I get so fucking lonely. But then, you know, we argue, or you call me when I'm on the verge of tears to ask me about your Eddies. I really appreciate it. More than I can explain, really. So, thank you. I know I'm a pain in your ass, but, thank you for letting me be a pain in your ass. Right. I think that's enough of the, enough of the sappy shit, hey? Yeah, no, I'm good. It's just that. Yeah. Sorry, I'm not. I bottle up so fucking much. So when I finally let myself be vulnerable, it's a lot. It's a lot. You know, I don't like risking my life. But I'm too bloody stuck in the. I've got no one else left, so. No one's gonna give a shit if I die. But to be honest, I give a shit that I'm gonna die. I give a shit that no one else is gonna give a shit. I want people to care. I want people to come to my fucking funeral. Okay, that's what I want. And fuck, you know, I just fuck me. Sorry, I just. I thought I couldn't drink alcohol. You sure? Suppressors aren't gonna fuck me up or anything? Good. Okay, because I really fucking need a drink. I really do. Sorry, I get like this a lot after, you know, near-death experiences. thank you. Thanks a lot, seriously. You're a legend. You're seriously a legend. Yeah, I'm gonna stop talking about my feelings now. And I'll revisit them in the next year or so. Oh, yeah, no, I fucking know it's not healthy. Oh, no. I'd love to have more of a social life and stuff. I just don't really feel like I deserve it. So, to deal with that, I focus on trying to get jobs and stuff. Yeah, the more gigs I got, the better. and more distracted I am by the gigs, the less time I can think about stuff like this. And I want relationships more of a business thing, with the hanging out every now and then. It's kind of sad that this is all I got. Oh, fuck, that really is sad. fuck. But yeah, it's alright, I guess. Shit happens. It is what it is. 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 Yeah, it's my coping phrase. It is what it is. Ah, shit. Oh, you're making me realise how sad everything is. Stop it. Let's just get the fucking tattoo done, and if you get me drunk enough, then I'll spill the rest of my life story out to you, eh? I'm really surprised you agreed to that. Thank you. Thank fuck. Because I'm gonna start ugly crying, and don't think you're prepared for that, and don't think I am either. Let's talk about the design, eh? Instead. Or just play some music for me or something. So I can regulate these emotions again and stuff them down. Hello, my darlings. Thank you so much for listening to this audio. I actually had this dream. This was a fucking dream. And I woke up from it. I wrote it down in my notes. And then now it's out in audio. I don't know what that dream meant. I don't know why it happened. I don't know what it meant to me. But this is pretty much what happened in my dream. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Cried a little bit towards the end. The character wasn't supposed to cry. But she did. Because I cried. I just started to tear up. So yeah. Method acting, baby. But yeah, I really hope you guys enjoyed this one. Let me know what you think. And for the question of the day, Corpo, Nomad, or Street Kid, which one did you pick in your playthrough? That's gonna be all from me today, my darlings. I love you all so, so much. Remember, you are loved, you are cherished, and you are not alone. You are seen. Remember, you are stronger than you give yourself credit for. And I am very, very fucking proud of you. And you should be proud of yourself too. You are a fighter, and you are very fucking strong. I love you so, so much. And until next time, my darlings, that's all she wrote.